today we're in Psalm 33, in the last half of Psalm 33. And I read it first in King James, and I'll read that for you now. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. I started thinking about the psalm and the purpose of this psalm, and generally the purpose of the psalms in the Bible. What are they there for? Well, God said that David, the chief psalmist, was a man after his own heart. And that's always been mystery to me. What does that really mean? It means that David had relationship with God. His circumstances did not affect that relationship. He didn't hide when he had done the wrong thing. He did not hide from God, but he went boldly to the throne because he knew he could find mercy there. God sent Jesus into the world, I don't believe just for our salvation, but the whole plan of salvation, the whole thing that we benefit from, is he wanted relationship restored with his people. Adam had relationship, and he messed it up. So he sent Jesus that we might not just have that word salvation, but that we might have relationship with him again. And that's what it's all about. So after thinking that in my heart, I went ahead and I read it from the Message Bible. And I'm starting to pick up relationship as I see the way the different translators translate this psalm. Watch this. God's eye is on those who respect him, the ones who are looking for his love. Amen. Amen. Are you looking for his love? I am. He's ready to come to their rescue in bad times. In lean times, he keeps body and soul together. We're depending on God. He's everything we need. What's more, our hearts brim with joy since we've taken for our own his holy name. Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we're depending on. Can you, do you feel the relationship? Feel this psalm. Don't just read the psalms. Feel them. What is happening as the psalmist is talking to God? Amen? Then, from this new translation, the Passion Translation, listen to this. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him. Oh, hallelujah! I'm counted in. Amen. Sometimes I feel like I'm worshiping, I'm strong. And sometimes I feel like I'm worshiping, like standing in place instead of marching ahead. You know, you just go, I'm doing the thing that I'm supposed to be doing kind of thing. Hey, it's okay. His eyes are on me even when I'm weak in worship because I love him. That's a qualification. I love him, and I'm so grateful that he's restored relationship with me. Amen. He made it possible for me to approach him. Those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. Yes, I'm expectant for his strong, steady love toward me. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. Close your eyes for this next part. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy flowing from Yahweh. Amen. His wraparound presence, because we love him, because we tell him, thank you for what you've done. I want relationship with you in my innermost being. I want to be in love with you, and I want to know that you're in love with me too, Jesus. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this together. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him, those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wrap-around presence will strengthen us. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy flowing from Yahweh. So let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait on you. Amen.